I wonder, oh mother, dear old mother of mine.
Well, he just ran away.
Oh, I say, well, he'll get into trouble.
Oh, look, he's here.
Good morning, Mr. Snootles.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Snootles. Good morning, Mr. Snootles.
Hello.
Haven't you finished cleaning the classroom yet?
No, I was just giving it the finishing touches.
Well, Percy will be here in a minute.
Yes, I know. I'm a little late this morning.
You don't look very well, Mr. Snootles.
No, I'm not myself this morning.
No, you don't look too good.
No.
Perhaps better if you went home.
How are you, fella? Oh, and hello, Mr. Skittles. How are you this bright morning?
My name is Snootles.
Well, can I help that?
Hey, pipe down, Bottomley. He's not himself this morning.
I'm not myself.
Well, who are you?
I don't know.
Well, maybe your name is Skittles.
No, it's not.
There you go, Bottomley. He's ill.
Oh, Mr. Ill? How are you, Mr. Hill? And Stamford, you ought to be careful about dropping your H's.
I didn't say he was Mr. Hill. I said he was ill.
Yes, he's not feeling too well.
Oh, are you butchers?
Butchers?
Yeah, butchers, look. Are you a crook?
Well, no, not exactly. I feel all right physically. My trouble is mental.
Strike, are you mental?
Yes. No.
Why not, Mr. Snootles?
I don't know.
Well, that's too bad.
I thought you said you were sick.
No, I'm not sick. I've just got something on my mind.
That's your hat.
My hat?
He didn't say on his head. He said on his mind.
What mind?
I've got a mind.
Ah, you've been keeping it a secret.
Yes. No. I think you're being rude.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Yes, and I think you are too, Bottomley.
Yes.
Oh, rats. Mr. Snootles and I are all cobbers.
What's the matter, Mr. Snootles?
Pipe down, Stamford.
Huh?
How would you like anybody prying into your affairs?
Well, I was only asking him.
But it's none of your business.
No, I know it's not. Well, I thought he might like to tell us.
Now, why would he want to tell us his affairs?
Well, I don't know.
It's probably very private.
Yeah, but I just asked.
Well, don't ask, because it's got nothing to do with you at all, has it, Mr. Snootle?
Well, no, it hasn't.
There, no, there you are. What did I tell you?
Well, I'm sorry.
So you ought to be. And Mr. Snootles?
Yes?
What is the trouble?
Well, actually...
Hey, what are you talking about, Bottomley? You've got no right to ask either.
Oh, baloney.
It's none of your business.
I'm only being sympathetic,
of course it's
all.
It's nothing to
I know
with
what's
you.
The matter with you.
Oh, what?
You're mad.
Yes, I know, but I'll get better. No, what?
Oh, it's you, sir. Yes. Oh, I wasn't talking to you.
Strike, did you hear what he said, sir?
Yes, I most certainly did.
Oh, I don't know what this place is coming to.
No, neither do I.
But I wasn't talking to you, sir.
That makes it worse.
Worse?
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. You haven't done anything, have you, sir?
No, of course I haven't done anything.
Well, there's no reason why he shouldn't talk to you.
No, of course there's not.
But I'm talking to you, sir.
Well, that's different to what you just said.
Yes, it is, yes.
No, it's not, sir. I'm talking to you.
Well, in that case, he reckons you're mad, sir.
Oh, does he?
Yes, sir, and that's not right, is it?
Yes. No, of course it's not right.
That's what you think.
Yes, but I'm always making mistakes. No, wait a minute, look, what'd you say then?
Say, sir?
Yes, what was
it? It was really nothing at all, sir.
Yes, it was, sir.
Yes, that's what I thought.
No, it wasn't, sir.
Well, what did you say?
No, I just said that, strike me pink.
Strike you pink?
Sure.
No, he didn't, sir. He said, that's what you think.
No, I know, I never.
Yes, you did, I heard you.
Wait a minute, look, stop this arguing.
All I said was strike me pink.
I'll strike you black and blue in a minute if you don't keep quiet. What do you boys think you're doing, starting a revolution or something?
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
Now, well, for goodness sake, settle down and stop trying to get everybody else into trouble. Yes, how? I come here to teach you boys your lessons, not to act as a referee at a prize fight.
I had a fight once.
Good on you.
Yes.
Nobody would ever think that this is a classroom at all, judging by the amount of noise that you boys kick up.
No, sir.
No, well, stop it, and let's get on with this lesson.
Yes, sir.
Now, I've decided to abandon the subject of history for the time being and get on with some geometry. And woe betide any boy who interrupts me.
Hi, sir.
Yes?
I'd like you to meet an old friend of mine.
Oh.
Mr. Snittles, meet Dr. Pym.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Snootles.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Now, well, look, wait a minute. Look, what's going on here? This place is developing into a madhouse.
Well, I only say good morning to you, sir.
Quiet. And what in the name of fortune are you doing in this classroom, Mr. Snootles?
That's not Mr. Snootles, sir.
Not Mr. Snootles?
No, he's changed his name.
Has he?
Yeah, he's someone else.
What?
No, I'm not. I'm still the same.
You said you weren't yourself.
No, and neither I am.
Well, who are you?
I don't know.
Perhaps he's the man for the empties.
Oh, well, take them and get out of here.
Yeah, that's what I read.
No, wait a minute. Serves you right, Bottomley. You appear to have taken leave of your senses or something. I should have known better than to talk to you in the first place. You seem to take a great delight in talking about things that have got nothing to do with our work.
No, I know I haven't.
Well, stop talking altogether, and I might have a better chance to straighten this out. Mr. Snoodles.
Yes?
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I was cleaning the classroom in my capacity as caretaker.
Were you? Well, you should have done that before the school started.
Yes, I know.
I've told you before that you're not supposed to be in this classroom when we start our work.
But he wasn't feeling well this morning, sir.
Oh, I see. Well, the pledge, has this got anything to do with you?
No, sir.
No.
Only that's what he told us before you arrived.
Yes, sir. He's mental.
Yes, well, so am I. But do I make a song about it? No. He's what?
He's mental, sir.
No, I'm not.
Oh, aren't you? Well, that certainly wouldn't surprise me in the slightest.
I'm mentally disturbed.
Disturbed?
Yes, there's trouble in the home.
Trouble in the home?
Yes.
What home?
My home.
Oh, and what's the trouble?
I haven't got one.
You haven't got a trouble?
No, I haven't got a home.
What? You haven't got a home?
No, I was put out.
Were you?
Yes.
That happened once to me, sir.
Yes, well, what did?
I was put out.
Were you?
Yeah. I had 4 pigeons that I was going to enter into a race, but they died.
But they died?
Yeah, and I was put out.
Oh, I see. What? Listen, you'll be put out in a minute if you're not very careful, Bottomy. You'll be put out of this classroom.
The bailiffs delivered their ultimatum.
Well, look, I don't care if they delivered a load of wood. That's got nothing to do with me.
Well, it has in a way.
Yes, but it has in a way.
Yes, you're indebted to me for a considerable sum of money.
Yes, and who, me?
Yes.
What for?
Well, for arrears of salary, mainly.
Oh, what salary do I pay you?
You don't pay me any.
Don't I?
No.
No, but don't I?
No, none at all.
But you've got a job.
Yes.
Well, you ought to be very thankful. Look at the hundreds of people who are out of work.
Yes.
I can't understand your attitude at all.
No, but if...
Some people are never satisfied.
Well, I don't want to be unreasonable.
Now, well, stop annoying me with these trifles.
Yes.
In fact, get out of this classroom and let me start this lesson.
Is there any chance of a rise?
A rise? Don't be ridiculous. If you're not very careful, your salary will be reduced.
Yes.
How much would you like him to pay you to work here, sir?
Well, I could struggle through on £1 a week.
Well, there you are, Snick. Job's yours for £1 a week.
Well, I'll have to think about it.
Now, wait a minute. Possibly, look, mind your own business.
Hey, I'm making money for you.
So all you've got to do is to keep quiet.
I
wouldn't take it if I was Mr. Snoodles.
Oh, rats, it's a bargain.
No, it's not.
Of course it is.
Well, I don't think it is.
No, neither do I.
Well, can I help it if you haven't got an head for business?
Aye. What are you talking about?
That's just ridiculous.
Perhaps he could afford £2.
No, I couldn't.
Well, now, out of work.
There, and don't say that you didn't ask for that. How long do you think I want to sit here and listen to you make an idiot of yourself? You just talk all day long.
I wasn't the only one talking.
No, but you were the ringleader, so that serves you right. And now, Mr. Snoodles.
Yes?
I'd be glad if you'd leave this classroom and come and see me in my office after school.
Yes.
You ought to know better than to talk business in front of these boys.
Yes, well, I'm sorry.
Yes, and so you ought to be.
I'm afraid that just came out while we were talking.
Yes, I know it came out while we were talking, but the fact of the matter is you shouldn't have been here talking.
That reminds me of my auntie's false teeth, sir.
Yes, and you see what's happened? You reminded Stanford of his auntie's false... No, wait a minute. What? Stanford, are you just trying to be funny?
No, sir.
No, well, has Mr. Snoodle's business affairs got anything to do with your auntie's false teeth?
No, sir.
No, well, why are you reminded of your auntie's false teeth?
Because once they came out while she was talking...
Oh, I see. What?
And well, what do you know about that?
That's
amazing.
Quiet! And, Stanford, you don't know how close you were then to getting the stick, my boy.
Strike, I was only telling you, sir.
Well, you had no right to be just telling me.
Why, did you know?
Yes, they fell out in my lap and I caught... No! What am I talking about? Of course I didn't know. And what's more, I'm not even interested.
No, sir.
That sort of thing doesn't interest anybody.
Well, my auntie was interested.
Was she?
Yes, she was very concerned.
All right, well, so she might have been, but I don't want to hear about it.
I know a chap has got false teeth.
Bottomy!
Yeah?
Unless you're very, very careful, the only people that you'll know will be angels.
Yeah.
And you'll be one of them yourself. I've had more than I can stand from you for one day, so you'd be well advised to behave yourself for the rest of this lesson.
The lesson's nearly over, sir.
Nearly over? The lesson hasn't even started yet.
But it's nearly recess time.
Well, I don't care if it's nearly bedtime. I've prepared a lesson for you, and you're going to get it. Whether you like it or not.
Oh, jeez, sir. There you go. We've got to get home.
Well, the quicker you do the work, the quicker you'll get home. that you're going to do this even if it means staying here all night.
Well, my father always makes me go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Oh, does he? Well, if you're going to keep talking like this, we won't even be started by 9 o'clock.
I always say, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Mr. Stookles, nobody asked you to say anything. Get outside.
Outside?
Yes, outside.
Oh, well, ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
Good morning, Mr. Stookles.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Well, come on, boys, we're...
No, wait a minute. Look, come back here. We haven't started yet. Look, just a minute. Oh, they've gone. Just you wait, you boys. Just you wait.